I'm Ian Sorensen, and this is the KOZE News Podcast. Lewiston School District Superintendent Bob Donaldson has ended the district's facial mask mandate for students in classrooms. The school board had planned a special meeting for Thursday to address the potential change in policy, but those sessions don't allow for public comment, and according to the Lewiston Tribune, Donaldson opted instead to use his authority to roll back mask requirements during indoor instruction. The only change in mask policy is that students are strongly recommended but not required to wear them in classroom settings. The move, which puts the district in the green category, still requires staff and other adults to wear face coverings inside school buildings. Students are required to wear face coverings when entering or exiting school buildings, during transition times, and in common areas, but are no longer required to wear masks in indoor instructional settings. Idaho's public health agency is joining Washington in recommending that healthcare providers stop using a Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine for now, while federal agencies investigate reports of rare but potentially dangerous blood clots. The recommendation from the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare came Tuesday morning, shortly after the CDC and the FDA recommended a national pause on use of the single-dose vaccine called Janssen. About 6.8 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine have been administered in the U.S. so far, including 30,673 doses in Idaho, the vast majority with no or mild side effects. The CDC and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is investigating six cases, including one death, involving women between the ages of 18 and 48 who experienced unusual clots 6 to 13 days after vaccination. None of those cases were in Idaho. Two small wildfires were extinguished Tuesday along the U.S. Highway 12 corridor east of Kuski. The roughly 2-acre Syringa fire was reported around 8:35 a.m. near milepost 82. Crews from the Nez Perce Clearwater National Forest, along with the Idaho Department of Lands, Idaho County Sheriff's Office, and volunteers responded and had the blaze under control shortly after. A downed power line is believed to have been the cause. The other fire was reported at around 10:30 a.m. near Lower Sutler Creek. The fire was controlled at 1 acre, and the cause has not yet been determined. The House on Tuesday rejected legislation to pay $1.1 billion to Idaho's K-12 teachers amid concerns about what is being taught in schools. Lawmakers deadlocked 34-34 in a tie vote. That means the bill fails to advance. The defeat means the bill must now go back to the legislature's budget committee to be redone, and then returning to the House for another vote. It's not clear how long that will take. Opponents of the bill said they respect and support teachers, but the legislation needs to have language prohibiting teaching of some ideas. Opponents specifically targeted critical race theory, which examines the way race and racism influences politics, culture, and the law. Supporters of the bill said budget bills shouldn't involve intent language that dictates policy. Instead, such a bill involving education should originate in the House Education Committee. Stay connected with breaking news and developing stories on the KOZE News Facebook page. Sponsored by Stauffer & Associates at 922 6th Street in Clarkston. Like or follow the KOZE News Facebook page today. Two bills that cleared the Idaho House with overwhelming Republican support to significantly defund Republican Attorney General Lawrence Wasdin's office for not being sufficiently partisan have died in the Senate. The powerful Republican chairwoman and chairman of Senate committees with control of the bills said Monday that they will not get hearings and are dead. They said the legislation could needlessly cost Idaho taxpayers millions of dollars if turned into law. Attorney General Lawrence Wasdin angered Republican lawmakers when he declined to join 17 other GOP attorneys general in the legal action in December, challenging the presidential election outcome, seen by many as a loyalty test to former President Trump and backed by nearly every top-level Idaho Republican. Wasdin cited his respect for states' rights and said he wouldn't appreciate others meddling in Idaho elections. Wasdin, who was elected Idaho's top lawyer in 2003, has called some legislation from conservative lawmakers unconstitutional. The state has paid over $3 million in legal fees since 1995, some after ignoring his advice about bills he warned were unconstitutional, that became law, and were invalidated by court challenges. Wasdin also angered Republicans by defending state-owned land and a constitutional mandate to maximize the state's profits from logging, grazing, and mining leases on that land to benefit schoolchildren. Legislation that passed the House would have prevented Wasdin from representing Idaho's interests in state lands. Another bill would have allowed state agencies to hire private attorneys instead of using attorneys from Wasdin's office at an estimated cost of nearly $200 more per hour. The KOZE News Podcast is updated Monday through Friday. Watch for news updates all day at KOZE.com and the KOZE Facebook page.